الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا في قبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. وقال تعالى: إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, as by the command of our honorable, great, illustrious Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Arif Billah, whom Allah had given his recognition, he had recognized Allah Ta'ala and explained it to us and showed to us how kind, how lovable, how loving Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is, and how he had given his life for Allah Ta'ala right from his youth and his whole life right till the end. So Hazrat said that before every bayan, make muzakara, discuss one sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the sunnahs are very, very important in our lives. One aspect of our islah, for what we have come here, is to develop the love of the sunnah, knowledge of the sunnah, to practice upon the sunnahs, and to propagate the sunnahs and the lifestyle of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. In one beautiful poem of Hazrat, which Allah Ta'ala in His mercy and kindness has made famous in the whole world. This poem shows the great value of sunnah, that Naqshe Qadam Nabi ke Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hai jannat ke raaste. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. Naqshe Qadam Nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. What does this mean? Naqshe Qadam Nabi ke, following in the footsteps of our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which is following to sunnat. This is jannat ke raaste. It is the road to jannat. Anyone who will follow sunnat will see that he comes out in jannat. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. The explanation of this is, like if we follow the signboard that shows from here to Johannesburg, we will come out in Johannesburg. We follow the signboard that shows Pretoria, we will come out in Pretoria. So anyone who follows, so to say, the signboard, he practices upon sunnats in his life, will come out in Jannah. And sunnats are very, very many, from morning to night, from head to toe, from birth to death. A person, and this is why we are here. This islah is to try and bring that lifestyle into us, to bring that love of sunnahs, to become die hearts of sunnahs, and that to every aspect we bring sunnahs into our lives. That is one aspect also of the sunnahs. And as we go carrying on with the programs, all of us should see that all these things, that they must be coming in us. As we hear for the speaker, for the listener, we make dua to Allah, bless us with this, with these sunnahs also, all the sunnahs. So by following the sunnahs, we will come out in Jannah. And that is all what our object is generally. No more greater than that, which Hazrat has shown in the next line, that more greater than Jannah is Allah Ta'ala Himself. Jannah, we make that our object, no problem also with it, and we ask of Jannah, and Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam instructed us to ask for Jannah, and in fact Jannatul Firdaus. Where are we and where is Jannah? We not even fit for Jannah and Jannatul Firdaus, but we are instructed in the mercy of Allah, the kindness. When we look at ourselves, we know we are write-offs. There is no hope. But when we look at the mercy of Allah, we got full hope that inshallah Allah in His mercy and kindness will not deprive anyone. And there is no write-off by Allah Ta'ala. Nobody is the person who killed 100 people. He is also accepted by Allah Ta'ala. The woman who sells herself also, she is also accepted by. And on small, small things, Allah accept them. The person who did so much of wrong, Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, the ulama say, there is great hope that he will be also forgiven by Allah Ta'ala. When on the other side we see what a notorious ruler he was. But Allah's mercy, so we must never give up hope. So anyway, so if a person follows sunnah, he will get Jannah inshallah. But Jannah is credit. It is not now, immediately. We have to live our whole lifestyle. And we don't know what we are going to go through our lives. May Allah make it easy for all of us. And then, well, the time of the qabr will come. And what a long time. There are people who are 5,000, perhaps even longer, 8,000 years. We don't know. Allah knows who are in their qabr. So how long wait? The day of qiyamah, كان مقداره 50,000 ألف سنة. 50,000 years long, the day of qiyamah. And then inshaAllah, Allah out of His mercy and kindness, and we beg Allah that all of us, Allah, our families, all our ancestors, our progeny, all who are to come, Allah grant us all Jannah. So it's a long wait stuff. And then Jannah is Jannah. What enjoyments when we hear of Jannah. La aynun ra'at. No eye has ever seen such namats which are in Jannah. Yeah, in this world we can dream, we can imagine, we can do what we want to, but where our imagination comes to an end, where our dreams come to an end, Jannah starts from there. And where we cannot ever think, Jannah starts from there. Really, if we read the hadith, the ayat of the Quran, and the tafsir of the mufassirin, we get amazed at what this Jannah is. Hey, according to our brains, we say it's impossible. According to our iman, we know it's 100% it's true. Such Allah Ta'ala, la aynun ra'at, no eye has ever seen. Wa la udhunun sami'at, no ear has ever heard of what the ni'mat of Jannah are. Wa la khatra ala qalbi bashar, no human could ever imagine or think also of what the ni'mat are. Ajeeb or ghareeb, what beautiful ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has made. But all that is the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Jannah, Allah is. Jannah was not in existence. Allah is since ever. Allah is forever. Jannah was not in existence. When Allah created Jannah, it came into existence. Now that it is in Jannah, it is in existence now. It will remain forever and ever. So Allah who is since ever, Allah is much more superior. Allah is the creator of Jannah. Allah is much more superior. Sunnat ke raaste se, naqshe qadam nabi ke hai, Jannat ke raaste, Allah se milate hai, sunnat ke raaste. By following sunnat, and again as a reminder, this is why we are here. This is why all the stalking, listening, all the preparation, calling everyone, that sunnats must come into our lives. This sunnat, Allah se milate hai. We get connected with Allah through sunnat. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. If you want Allah, follow the sunnah. And Allah will love you. We are not. تو چاہے ہم کو ہے کرم آپ کا ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں. We are not worthy of being loved. But just the attachment with sunnah, Allah Rabbul Izzat. Really reflect of it also. Don't let it just go in passing. Not by talking also, just that we spoke something, I just heard. But think who Allah is. Allah will love me. Allahu Akbar. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala on various occasions. One time, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Ka'ab ibn Hazrat Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one sahabi, that Allah has commanded me that I must read Surah Bayyana, Surah Lam Yakuni Ladina Kafaru to you. He said, did Allah take my name? I was remembered by Allah. He went weeping. Hey, if we know who Allah, and Allah, we're not even an ant, we're not even a water, we're not even a little dirt we are in front. And Allah remembers somebody, so who is Allah? And Allah loves us by simply following the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah loves the sunnahs so much that a person just follows sunnahs and he becomes the beloved of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If we can come here, when we go from here by learning one sunnah, hey, our day is made, our jalsa is made, our life is made. Sunnats are so valuable to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And here we are, that alhamdulillah, all of us inshallah have come with the niyat of our islah. We have come to benefit. At least that we all will say, I came to benefit. I came to learn something. And these are roses of the garden. And every rose has got a different, mashallah, fragrance. Every rose, and some roses, one rose has got so many different colors in it. One petal has got sometimes two, three colors, more colors in it. So yeah, if we come here with our eyes open, and we are here with our ears open, then all these flowers of the garden, we will benefit from everyone. There is absolutely no doubt in that. Alhamdulillah, we are all Ahle Iman. We have got Iman. We know we are weak. We are rock bottom. We are useless. But we, in our heart, finally we say, I believe in Allah. I believe in Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba, I love them. This is Iman which each one has got. We know we are weak. We do filthy and dirty things. And we are bad. But we have got that Iman. Jamalana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi gives this beautiful example. He says, like candles in those days, in our days, bulbs, the light, that we have 15 watt bulb, 160, 175, 100, 1,500. But if you put them all together and that light comes in the atmosphere, you can't say this light is from this bulb. Now they are, so all of us sitting and all who have come, and how many of us, what sacrifices we have made. And coming from what distances, the traveling for many is also a sacrifice. Our work we have given up is also a sacrifice. Our environment that we have changed is also a sacrifice. Almost all of us will have the comfortable bed at home, our bedroom, our own bathroom, my own toilet, everything. Yeah, it is all now shared with everyone. We are in public. What a sacrifice. And Allah is watching. And Allah appreciates the smallest thing also. Allah is ni'mal qadirin. Of all who can appreciate, how much Allah Ta'ala appreciates. A wife, you do everything for her in your life. One time you make a mistake and then hear what she's got to say. Then you say, but all this, you don't appreciate this what I did, what I did. The same way, the wife does so much for the husband. One day something didn't happen or something, then the husband takes off also. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. Allah appreciates everything, everyone in his life. That whoever, our relationship with our parents, with our family, with our ustads, with our sheikh, we have done many things which no one knows about. And we say, I did so much for my wife, she doesn't know. I did so much for my parents, they don't know. But Allah knows everything. And Allah won't let the small, manjabil hasanati, a person who comes with one neki, he is going to be rewarded. The smallest good, Allah is going to reward also. And Allah knows everything. Just your intention in your heart, which the malaika also don't know. Allah Ta'ala knows that. You didn't get to do that amal of yours, but you had that intention. Allah knows, and Allah rewards on that also. So how merciful is not Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, by this sunnah, we will get Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. And again I repeat, who is Allah? Think a little bit. Who have I got? And by what? By just by following the sunnah. And sunnah again, which Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi says, sunnah ka tariqa, ashal tariq, is the easiest way to live life. Allah Ta'ala get us in our proper frame of mind. Today we are influenced, lot of filthy things are in our mind. We are living in a Western world, so to say, the whole world today. Whether you're in, so to say, an Islamic country, the Western influence or the modern influence or the liberal influence, whatever we want to call that way of life. It is so much on us and we are bombarded by it. And that is our norm, that we have made our standard. So that's why to live according to Sunnah is difficult for us. But if we just come clear of all that and we just come natural, we'll see there is no better, easier way than Sunnah. And today also, in spite of all those who have made some effort, whether it is through acquiring knowledge, whether it is through going in Jamaat, whether it is through the Khanqah, whether Allah out of His fadl blessed somebody and he realized the nature, the right way and my purpose of life, you see, Sunnah is the perfect way of life. That is the easiest way to live. Take a wedding. Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, one is weddings, how we make them. And just as somebody explained, over 2 million rand on a wedding. And that is perhaps also a conservative figure for today. What figures are spent today? One wedding many years ago, they just to walk the bride from the car to the stage. They had invited a film star from India who they paid 1 million rand just for that walk. From the car to the stage, just for that 1 million rand they had. In those days, when 1 million rand is equal perhaps to our days, 10 million rand or even more. So what are we spending? So anyway, so if a person is blessed with this, he'll realize that Sunnah Nikah, so simple. And then again, Allahu Akbar. Inna azaman nikah barakah, the nikah that has got the most barakah is the one in which there was the least effort, the least expense. So what is Sunnah? And then see the barakah in those, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, the righteous and the pious people. Allahu Akbar. Going a bit long on this subject, but it is all important and beneficial. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullahi alayhi Maulana Muhammad Zakariya sahab was told by Maulana Madani rahmatullahi alayhi at one ijtima in Saharanpur that here are two young boys, Maulana Inamul Hassan sahab, Maulana Yusuf sahab, at that time rahmatullahi alayhima, they were young, and you have got two young daughters, perfect match, and the occasion is also there, let them get. Immediately they made the nikah. And the father has got the permission without asking the girls also. The girls have got the authority in Sharia. If they hear, immediately they can say, I'm not happy. Then that nikah doesn't take place. Sharia is Sharia. What a balanced Sharia we have got. A balance that is perfectly balanced we have got a Sharia. So that nikah, see then what happened. Maulana Yusuf, what barakat in his life. The whole world was turned around. Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, what barakat in his life. Maulana Manzoor Nu'mani Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, at one time, he wasn't a family member, but like family, they were so close that they were like family. He says, I got a bit concerned that Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali's time, his whole life, you can say, morning to night, is in the service of Allah Ta'ala, in the service of Deen, etc. So he's not fulfilling the rights of his wife, it looks like. That she must be having complaints that my husband doesn't give me time. So he came with his wife to stay there and then to sort of interview, ask her and find out. He saw that she was also so happy that my husband is doing deen's work. That is my object and purpose of life. What more do I want? So today it's a different story. Our wives have got a different frame of mind. We got different frame of mind. So this is when that Sunnah, there is the barakat of Sunnah. See what it is. Sunnat ka tariqah, ajmal tariqah hai. The most beautiful way of doing anything is Sunnat. Sunnat ka tariqah, akmal tariqah is the most perfect way of doing something. So this Allah has given us. And Sunnat is ashal, very, very easy. A wedding, then Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said that our wedding, printing the wedding card, and today it's not only the wedding card, and then that is in an envelope, and that is again in something else, and that is again in something else, and then it's not a matter of sending them, you have to go personally and give it, and how many, what, how long, Allahu Akbar, and Sunnah, and how many people, wallah, if we can have sunnat in our lives and we follow that sunnat and we are die hearts of the sunnat, wallahi it will attract the people of the world into Islam. The staunch enemies of Islam will fall at the feet of Islam if we can bring sunnat. So this is why we are here, to try and bring this. Eh? Like for example, when the Muslims made hijrah to Abyssinia. A long story, but finally then the king summons them. Now they were worried, what is going to happen? And the people of Makkah, the Quraysh, had sent a very, very special envoy to go and brainwash the king and tell them these Muslim people are very bad people, etc. What went with what presence to, and then they must come back so they can persecute them again. When the Muslims made mashura, that what will we do? They say, we will say things as they are. We won't hide anything. Whatever wants to happen will happen. And then Allah gave them the greatest honor. The next day they went again to the people of the Quraysh of Makkah. Again they went and said, tell more worse things that with regard to Isa alayhi salam. They speak very bad things. Again they made mashura. They say, we will say the truth what we believe about Isa alayhi salam. But today we always want to compromise. We all say, no, we must also now give in a little bit. We are staying in their country. We are, no, it's not our country. We have to give in. When a person stands, that it is conviction. As we read about the Aqaid, Allah bless me, bless you. To talk is easy. In this environment of the masjid is easy. But just we, in our own environments of a wedding, walima, and something is going wrong, we say, I just keep quiet. If I spoke, there will be big trouble. So I rather not speak. I didn't want to cause a scene, so I didn't speak. We can't speak in our own people. Where are we going to speak in front of the king, who we know is not a Muslim, and we are at his mercy? We can't speak in our house. Forget that walima also. In our house also we can't. Our youngsters. Today we will phone Maulana, we will phone somebody else. Tell my child this, but don't say I said it. Raise our iman. I have to ask myself. So that is why we are here. This Aqaid and the five branches which will be discussed over this 48 hours. Allah make it that we become at least conscious of it. And at least we realize I have to move forward. I can't be stagnated. I'm not all right. I'm sick. I'm really sick and I have to move. If that also comes in us, inshallah, it's a great thing. So sunnats are very, very great. One great sunnat which is very much left out in us is the sunnat of salam. Making salam. Hey, Allah Ta'ala make it that it becomes alive. This is also that thing that our eyes are closed also. They are open but they are closed. Our ears are closed also. When we think that I do make salam. Salam, where I am in my home, in my environment, salam is alive. But really if we just open our eyes and open our ears, we'll see salam is not alive at all. In fact, if we go to Makkah, Medina, all are Muslims. But think a little bit, how much do we make salam? How much does anyone make salam to us? We take it for granted. All are Muslims there. No non-Muslims are going to be there. But we don't hear salam at all. And if we do hear somebody making salam, the next is, I lost my passport, they stole my wallet, and that. So salam is used for that. In our shops, think about it. Who makes salam? But when you hear salam nicely, loudly, who is it? A collector. Somebody who has come for collection. He will make proper salam. But besides that, think about it. There are few houses, alhamdulillah, of our friends I've seen. When they enter the house, nicely, loudly salam. But generally, when we enter the house, do we make salam? When we leave the house, do we make salam? We meet one another. Perhaps the lips just move a little. Or otherwise, we have got a lot of sincerity. We give jawab also just in the heart. Hey, we don't even express that salam. So salam and salam, what a whole thousand of bayans on salam is not enough. What the value, and this is also a sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The rewards on it, the benefits of it, the salam in our namaz, what value it has got. That we're making salam on the kiram and katibin. Wherever you make salam, it's a cause of muhabbat, a cause of the person's heart softens towards you. It's a salam to all the musallis in jamaat namaz on the right and left. Salam for the imam. And Allah is the one who puts the effect. The imam won't know who, how many people made niyat when they made salah. And he's not going to ask that on this side, yeah, how many people made my niyat today on that side. But those who made the niyat, Allah will create that bond. And salam brings love. Today I don't make salam to my wife also. I feel it beyond me. And we are shy to make salam. To say hello, hi, that we have no problem. That we can say loudly and shout it out. But to make salam, we feel shy also. Where have we gone? So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah, to make salam, and the rewards of it also are so great. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. The ayat of the Quran Sharif I've recited is with regard to salat. Namaz is a great, great gift of Allah. Allah sent us in this dunya not to live here. Allah said, go there, I'm just putting you through a test, and I've got Jannat ready for you. I'm sending you there, you just pass your test. And the test is also not difficult and simple. But you just pass the test and I've got that Jannat. That's what we try to explain little bit. But Jannat, who can explain Jannat? What Jannat is, I've got that ready for you. Now you just go in dunya for your little while, and some people are just for 15 years, 20, 25. We hear people passing away 30 years, 35, all the time it's happening. So you just go for that little while, just do what I've told you to do, and Islam is a simple, straightforward religion. And it is a deen that is a practical deen. And many of us must have heard people who saw the janaza or the mayat, and how the, when a person passes away, people became Muslims on that. People became impressed with Islam on that. The dressing in Islam, people became impressed with that. That priest in France who accepted Islam on the dressing of the Muslims, on the adhan. So all these things, just do your little practical things, and you will see this is a da'wat, a practical da'wat. So you are not giving with your tongue, but you are living according to sunnah and this practical da'wat. See how people will get attracted to it. But our sad part is, myself, all of us, that we talk about it, but when it comes to practice, it's not in our practice. Otherwise, the sunnah, and also every sunnah is going to take us to a higher level. Where we have to reach, we talk of the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, but where now we going, how they sacrifice for one another. How, imagine, just give it thought, we talk about it, we hear it. When the Muhajirin came to Medina Sharif, the Ansar told them, I've got two wives, you choose one, I will give her talaq. And then after the iddat, you can, who of us will do it, but your best friend. Who can do that? That you need a wife, and you choose the one that I love more, the one who is more beautiful, the one who is more obedient. You choose her, then she will be a what sacrifice in their eating? How they sacrifice today? Where are we? In every they gave their lives. Allahu Akbar. In the battle of Uhud, when the first little temporary outward defeat came, and again they had to go behind the kuffar. Those who were injured, who were wounded, they were told, you must go. And without a second thought, they went again. Yeah, we have got everything, and we are just asked to go in Jamaat. We are not going to give our lives, forget blood, we won't even be, sweat also we won't be giving. Hey, with the air cons and all the comforts and the aeroplanes, we won't even be giving our sweat, but we are not prepared. So where they were, but by practicing, and this is also one great aspect of Islam, that as a person we have to make Islam till mort. There is no stage that anyone can say, my Islam is made, now I become complacent, till mort. And also, we can't say the level I've reached, now I've reached that level. As you go, there is no end to the height that you can reach. And you just carry on and on. And when Allah be merciful and kind to us, and show us that what this islah is, what this connection with Allah is, even just through namaz, we just talk. But those people who have found the namaz, how they enjoy their namaz, nothing can deter them from their namaz. No matter what happens, they will make, and how Allah Ta'ala makes it for this people. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, he was fastened with chains, etc. But namaz time, just by miracle, those chains should fall apart. make his namaz, and then he should tell the people who were in charge of him, the police soldiers who were, put the chains back again. So what? Then a person will know what namaz is. Ask Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali, what is namaz? And one is our namaz that we are here, we just parked ourselves, but we are gone throughout the whole world in our namaz. So this namaz is a great gift from Allah Ta'ala. Allah let us understand it. It is a duty also. We have to do it. Allah has made it for. But if we understand this as a great gift of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And Allah declares, and for that connection with Allah, this we have come in this world, it is in order to build our connection. And the greatest connection Allah gave is through namaz. By namaz, a person connects with Allah. We have problems and difficulties. We need help. Allah declares, wasta'inu, seek help. Wasta'inu bis-sabri was-salah. With sabr you make, and with namaz you get help, and you will reach Allah Ta'ala. If we make our namaz, so Allah has declared, qad aflaha al-mu'minun, that all the believers, what Allah has given, they are going to do what they were told, so they all have become successful already. And who are the believers? الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. So that is one thing that we have to work for. This is why we are here. This Islah that we are talking about, this our reformation, our hidayah, that we have connection with Allah, all this is that we get that namaz, that we have that concentration, khushu, khudu, devotion in our namaz. One is our namaz, that we, even when we start our namaz, where our thoughts are, our outward postures also, but that one is that namaz that we make effort. That if we can go from here, just with this in mind, that I have to improve my namaz. I have to make my namaz what is called a namaz. So Allah Ta'ala has said, those people have become success, dunya success, akhirat success, health-wise success, wealth-wise success, every way Allah has, falah, has got every type of success. Allah has put it into namaz. So namaz is that great, great thing there. And then here Allah Ta'ala mentioned 10 qualities. And from the last ayat again, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. The first two qualities also about namaz, the last of the 10 qualities, two qualities, and the other 8 in between. In other words, you have something in brackets, you have something in a basket, everything is there if your namaz is in order. One time, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, they were having meals in the Markaz in Nizamuddin. And at that time, it was such that the person for water, we normally will put water on the dasturkhan, the glasses, the jug is there, and whoever wants will pour and he will drink. But their system was that a person used to walk around with water. And anyone who wants water makes an indication. Then he gives that person water. So this person who was serving water, the glass fell from his hand. So Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali looked up at him and told him, looks like your namaz is still not correct. And these were those people who knew reality. And what is the connection of namaz with the glass of water falling? In other words, what Maulana explained, if your namaz is right, your dunya will come, your deen comes right, your dunya will come right, your akhirat. Many of us, all of us, we have got problems. Individual, in our families, in the community, if we work on namaz, first of all, that as was explained during the course of the day, some of us are making three namazes, some four, five namazes, making two, three namazes, you can't be a namazi. Five times namaz, and not just sometimes with jamaat, sometimes not with jamaat, just casually coming late, anyhow. No, what is called a namazi? One time, one Mufti Sahib, Mufti Inayatullah of the UK, he was studying in Jalalabad in the hot summer days when it was exam days. And once you write your paper, you are free. But he stayed full time in the classroom, in that sweltering heat, no fan, no nothing. Hazrat Ji, Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, told somebody, this is what you call a student, this is a student. So a namazi is that person, that not just for any flimsy excuse, we are traveling or anything, little headache, little toe ache, and our namaz, we make it at home, or we don't make what is called a namazi. Allah make us that. Then we will see what it is, and how our problems, first of all, problems won't come. Allah will still give tests, but nobody will. Then the person doesn't look at it as a problem. He looks at it as a gift from Allah Ta'ala. And he appreciates that, and he feels that closeness to Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Ulama have written that Allah Ta'ala afflicts a person with problems. Why? So that he bonds with Allah. Without problems, you don't turn to Allah. Allah afflicts a person with halat and conditions to give him better. Like a child in the womb of the mother, it's having the menses of the mother, dirty, filthy blood. But Allah Ta'ala makes it that Allah takes it away. Now the child, it comes out crying, "I didn't get my food. Now I need my food." Allah in return gave two rivers of milk. The mother's breast was much more purer milk, much more sweeter, enjoyable milk. So Allah's system is like that. He takes something to give something more better. And those who have understood this, they understand. They don't have difficulty in understanding. A person who knows the system, like for example, you tell a person your eyes are paining, put honey in it. Honey is shifa and it's a great remedy. But now you know that when he's going to put honey, his eyes are going to burn. And tears are going to come out, the dirt and filth is going to come out. The person who doesn't know, oh, what's happening now? It's worse, from the frying pan into the fire. But the person who knows, no problem. Hey, all the dirt is going out, you're going to get shifa. Like that, many other things. Doctor tells you, you take this medicine, you'll get diarrhea for 3 days. If he forgot to tell you, you took the medicine, and now you're wondering, doctor gave me wrong medicine or what? Just like that, halat which Allah brings. And when a person has made his ta'alluq with Allah, he knows no problem in that halat. Just going through it for a little while. Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam, it is said, for up to 19 years, what illnesses weren't in him. From head to toe. But he was happy, comfort. And when Allah gave him more better than before, family more better, wealth more better, gold rained down and became mountains for him. Eh? So when a person knows at the end, and which Muslim doesn't know that when we leave this dunya, Allah gives a person death, and we also feel it's a musibah. Death is a difficult, but when we live it right, then we know what is death. Al-mautu jasrun yusalul habib ilal habib. Maut is that bridge where the lover is going to join his beloved, and the true beloved. And what enjoyment. So for a mu'min, al-maut tuhfatul mu'min is a gift for a mu'min. But we don't see it like that. If we do what we are supposed to do, it will be. So anyway, Allah made namaz our object of life. That namaz, Allah says in the Quran Sharif, many of us, we have got problems. I have got. There are a lot of weaknesses, lot of gunas we are involved in. I can't get out of it. Allah says the simple solution, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Our gunas of lust and desire, we feel I just can't overcome that. When that desire comes for something, young boys when they want to masturbate, they nothing can block them. They just feel terrible. A person wants to go on his cell phone and he knows it's wrong. I'm doing wrong. I shouldn't be doing it. But we can't block it. Allah is saying namaz will block you. We become namazis and namaz will block us. And also all this filth and dirt, whatever it is, when a person is committed before the sin, shaitan makes it so desirous. It's like a burning flame in a person. Nare shahwat. That desire is so strong that you just can't give it up. You want to make that ghibat, you're controlling yourself. No, I mustn't. Again it comes, I must do it again. I must tell it to my wife now. That these people in the family, they did this, they are like this and that. Again you control. But then it just comes, until you don't say it, you won't sleep. Even if your wife is sleeping, you'll wake her up again. That I have to tell you this. Till then you won't get sleep. So to stop all that, Allah Rabbul Azim, who is Allah? His word is absolute. And like if it was in the Injil, in the Torah, it's also absolute. But the Quran Sharif, the word of Allah, Allah says definitely your namaz will stop you from all that. And when a person comes out of dirt and filth, how clean he feels. For some reason, you didn't behave, you weren't able to take your bath, you couldn't trim your moustache, your nails you couldn't pair, you couldn't cut, everything overgrown, you're under your armpits, for whatever reason it was. And now when you get cleaned, how you feel? So all this dirt, though it looks, all the gunas of shahwat and lust, all the gunas of this fleeting life and the smart life of this dunya, it is all filth and dirt. First of all, we don't, shaitan puts it, it's clear in the hadith, very clear. Shaitan puts such a veil of beauty. Jahannam has been covered with such temptation that practically nobody can stay away from it. So much, when Dajjal will come, Allahu Akbar, now already we can't stay away from sports. Whether it's middle of the night, we can't stay away from terrible sights on the phone, etc. What will happen when Dajjal will come? But all that a solution, Allah says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَا عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Namaz, you make effort on your namaz. To make effort on your namaz is not a difficult. To stay away from the ended lust starts beating down upon you and you just can't give it up, that is difficult. But to make your namaz a namaz, that is comparatively much more easy. And namaz is that great ibadah. We, every aspect of namaz, every farad, every wajib, every sunnat, every nafal, mustahab of namaz has got tremendous value. I said this a few times, repeat it again, that on one occasion here there was a nikah taking place on a Sunday morning, and they asked me to say a few words, and our Shaykh has taught us that you put your trust in Allah and then you talk, as it was explained also, most probably Jummah time, that Allah Ta'ala will make you speak what the people need. It's not you, it's not that you have prepared or something, but what is needed by the people. So in the course of the talk I said that one mustahab of namaz, that when you are standing your eyes must be at your sajda place, when you make ruku on your toes, when you sitting position in your left, when you are making salam on your shoulders, and in sajda you focus on the tip of your nose. This is one mustahab. And finish, and I said if you do this in namaz, out of namaz your eyes will be under control. Finish everything. After about 2 months, one good friend phones and he tells me that I'm a married person, very pious person, much connected with work of Jamaat also. He's still there, mashallah. So he told me that I was married, but pious. I don't want to make guna, but I just, my eyes are out of control. I look at other women, I just can't stop looking at women. So because of that, he was genuine. He made second nikah just to stop him from looking at other women. But he said that also did not help. But this namaz which Allah says, Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar, that namaz will stop you from all evil. He says now 100% my eyes are under control. And a person who comes out of that, that person will know what enjoyment he gets. And also, when our eyes are not under control, then we also know the first person to pick it up is the wife. She knows our eyes more better than what we know. And she will tell us as it is. She is not going to be shy to tell us. And she is not going to be afraid to tell us. She will fight with us. And your whole life becomes better also. And the enjoyment of life, of marriage, is also taken away. Now, at the most, you just stay as partners, as husband and wife. But that love, that trust, where there isn't trust, then what enjoyment is in there? So this is that one. Another, for example, when a person makes salam in Jamaat namaz, and that is what is required of us, not to make our own namaz, as far as possible, of course, Shariat has permitted under certain circumstances. But then too, our heart must still be in Jamaat namaz. And according to that, Allah will give us reward. We make salam in namaz, we are making to all the people on the right side. And salam, what is salam? One alim of Bangladesh, Allah reward him, he came and he explained three beautiful meanings of salam. One is the famous salam we know, peace be upon you. So when you make salam on your right side, all who are on your right side, you say peace upon them. And it is for all that musallis also, and even the jinnat who come. And we don't have to be afraid about jinnat, they are afraid for us. We don't have to be frightened. They also come. The pious are present also. So we make salam. And you make salam to the jinnat. Many people, that jinnat has come into me. And jinnat problems. You make salam to them. You make peace with them. You got no problem. So all the people you make peace with. So that is one peace. The second meaning of salam, he explained that salam is the name of Allah Ta'ala. As-salamu al-mu'minu al-muhaymin. So Allah be with you. So you're giving everyone dua. that Allah be with you in all your matters from Zuhr now till Asr, Allah. For in Asr, from Asr to Maghrib, the whole community, we are making from our heart this dua. And the third meaning of salam, I give you guarantee that I won't interfere in your wealth, I won't be jealous of you, your wife, your daughter, I won't have a bad eye for anyone. I give you that guarantee. And the whole for me, we make effort on namaz. Hazrat Ji Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali many times used to say, come let us all get together and we make effort to at least bring one faraz of Allah 100% alive. The faraz of namaz, he used to say. Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali said, if you make effort on your namaz, somebody else's namaz, you are actually making effort on the whole deen of that person. Namaz is that ibadah. So by our islah will be made if we just be, and Allah has made the system, the muazzin calls out 5 times a day, loud and clear. Fajr time, the same volume normally, but because it's quiet, it's more louder, we hear it more clearly. So if we respond to this and we bring namaz, our islah will be made. And our problems will be solved through namaz. If we really want our solution, I want my solution, everyone, then let us follow the instructions of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us that we realize. And this will sort out our problems if we become namazi. And that is easy. You don't, at this stage, you don't even have to become bad what they share. You don't have to do anything. But of course, to have that connection, to get that urge, like we have come, hopefully we trust in Allah, that He puts effect in the word, and we all hear, and we become conscious. So the more we will hear about it, the more we will benefit. And وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind. A reminder is a repeater, refresher course, all the time. Allah says that the reminder is beneficial for the believers. Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that just hearing this talk every time, I say, I know what it is. Going in Jamaat, what are they going to talk? Six numbers, what else? They're calling us to the Merkaz, what are they going to say? Increase your effort. Increase your sacrifice. If we take it like that, we have to check our Iman. Iman is that the refresher, the reminder is beneficial for a believer. If we say we know we're going Khanka, what are they going to say? They're going to just say, make zikr, you must, the sohbet of the Shaykh, very important, and you must sit by the Shaykh and all that. We know all that. So if we have that attitude, we have to worry about our Iman. Because Allah is saying that the reminder is beneficial for the believers. And we feel it's superfluous over and over. How much must I hear now? It's coming out of my ears now. It's coming out of my eyes now. How much must I hear? But the reminder is beneficial for everyone. So Allah Ta'ala make it that this namaz. And then there are still many aspects about namaz. See our istinja if it's correct, for our namaz to be correct. See our wuzu is correct, if our namaz to be correct. And then our clothing must be right. With the qibla must, all the requisites, we have to give importance. If we study the books on namaz, how buzurgs gave importance to namaz. And every aspect, for us it's a by the way thing. Wuzu is a slapdash thing. Namaz is also just into namaz and up and down and back to town. And we just carry on again. There is no real essence in the namaz. So namaz is a great thing. And then see our qaza namazes, which is very, very important also. That what qaza namazes, if we are really worried and we have come here for our islah, really let us sit and think about it. Our qaza namazes also. So namaz, every aspect of namaz is extremely valuable, and our whole life will become corrected. All many more talks will be given throughout tomorrow, the whole day, night, Sunday morning. Different aspects will be also discussed. But let us now, Allah make it that we become conscious and we make namaz the object of our lives. Also consider that with regard to namaz, when adhan goes, which is the call for namaz, how many of us who are deeni inclined, we are in deen, and it is adhan means nothing. We were talking, we just carry on talking. And whereas we hear that those people who had the reality of namaz, that blacksmith, when he picked up his heavy hammer to hit onto, as he picked it up, he didn't use it. That adhan came, now finished, going to. How many, mashallah, there are those business people. Adhan goes and you got a customer, you got a big deal, a very good deal. No, now it's namaz time. Allah has summoned me. And if we bring this in our lives, really, the non-Muslims, they are those people who have got great qualities. In certain countries, whether it was Switzerland or whatever, to 1-2 o'clock at night, a person is driving, and he comes to a stop street. Of course, they don't have all the crime as we have here, but he will stop at that stop street. And he will come to a dead stop and then carry on. Robot is red, the traffic light, he will wait there till it shows green, not even yellow, or the other side is gone yellow, and he starts pulling. The discipline they have got. But if we can show them this Islam, they will grab it from us. They will grab it from us if we show them. We are like that snake that is sitting on treasure, that he can't use it himself, and not using, allowing others to use it either. Allah, let us, this deen of ours, let it come into our lives. This is why we are here, we are trying, we become conscious of it. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Read Durood Sharif, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. Oh Allah, give us namaz in our lives. Oh Allah, make namaz alive in the whole ummah. Oh Allah, every aspect of namaz, right from the beginning to the end. Oh Allah, our outward postures, our inside concentration. Oh Allah, let us make us namazis. We beg of you, we are weak, we are useless, we are terrible, we are spoiled, we are breakers. Oh Allah, you make us, you are the only one, you are our muzakki, you are our muslih. Oh Allah, you make the irada and the mashiyat of making our islah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, by that fadl and rahmat of yours by which you make islah, make our islah. Oh Allah, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim wa tub alina ya maulana innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Allah give us tawfiq, give jawab of adhan. Let us not start talking, etc. We give jawab. Those who got wudu, sit in our place. Those who have to take wudu, we take wudu.